Okay, we are up to. I think we were in the middle of the braisa, so we're going to start again. Thank you. We had what we had before is a contradiction about wearing an ampilia, if an ampilia is considered a shoe. And by Yom Kippur it said you can't. By here it said it's also not good enough for chalitza. So Abaye answered that it's not a shoe, an ampilia is not a shoe, but it's an enjoyment. In Yom Kippur you can't wear anything that's enjoyable. Rava said it's not true. And therefore Rava said there's two kinds of an ampilia. There's the leather ampilia and there's the material ampilia. The leather ampilia is usher Yom Kippur, the one made out of linen, wool, things like that, and mutar Yom Kippur. That's what we're up to. Three lines at the bottom. Kuf base, amid base. Tanya kavas is the rubber. Chalitza b'minu hanifram. She did chalitza with a minu that's torn, which she shouldn't, but she did. But she chayfes rive a regular covered most of the foot. Or b'sandu hanifchas, a sandal that's missing a piece, right? She mekabel a shrive a regular. B'sandu shusham b'shul siv. Sham, siv is best. Sham, I forgot what it was.
Rush.
Right, that's hard material. The kav hakita, that is a prosthesis, Rashi tells us, no pressure was put on it. It was just there to fill up the gap, and the person walked with walking sticks. The mic is made out of felt. The smichas of regalim, a guy that had to drag his feet and covers his feet with these leather coverings on his stumps, and that's what chalitza was done with. Rashi said it. I'm just quoting Rashi. Rashi says, "V'ein this macholov." Rashi says it. It's the geya, not here. It's the geya hukah Shabbos. Whether one can go out with a kivakita, if pressure were put on it, it's a regular shoe. The question is, it's not a regular shoe. That's the shaila.
Why would you put it on if you're that under pressure?
Because it makes the guy look like he has a foot. It doesn't look like a cripple. For, what word am I looking for?
Cosmetics.
Aesthetics. Well, no, it's not cosmetics. It's aesthetics. Ampilias are a leather ampilia. Bakaletas menagadol. And she has chalitza from an adult, meaning she took off a shoe of a gadol, whether he's standing, sitting, or leaning. That's as far as we got yesterday. Avil, this is where we're up to. The minu hanifram she'ein chayfes rego, a torn shoe that doesn't cover most of the foot. B'sandu hanifcha she'ein mekabos rego, a sandal that's broken that doesn't hold most of the foot.
We mean heel, by the way.
Yes, we said it means the heel. All, meaning, does it need the whole foot besides the heel? That's what you want to know.
Third of the foot. I mean, rove heel is
like
a third of the foot.
The Gemara earlier, when it said, we had this in the Gemara earlier about regular foot, right?
That's what I'm asking.
It seems most of the heel. That's what it seems. But I'm not sure. B'smichas hayadayim. Now, smichas hayadayim, let's take a look at the Rashi's of the Amud Beis. Sha'atzel yoyada batim shalar. On his hands, he puts these coverings of leather. Meshemachnisim batit. Here's a guy again that's dragging himself on the floor. So he has things covering his legs, and he has things covering his hands as he drags himself across the floor. V'saymach alein v'gayiris raglav. Now, obviously, the man is wearing this smichas yadayim on his legs. If not, we wouldn't be talking about chalitza, right? Chalitza has to be off the foot. So obviously, this person has a stump, and besides having this leather things on the bottom of a stump that he has to drag, he also has them on his hands. And he put the hand ones on the foot, and that's what she removed. Not called the chalitza, and everybody's bothered. Why not? It's the covering of the foot. If it were made for the foot, it's fine. If it's made for the hand, she's wearing it on his foot. If not, it wouldn't be chalitza. There's no chalitza off her hand. right? So let me just finish. So obviously, this smichas yadayim is being worn on the foot. So why isn't it a good chalitza? What's the difference between smichas yadayim and smichas reglayim? They're doing the same thing. There it's a foot covering of leather. The guy can't walk. He's dragging himself on the floor. He has a leather covering to his stump, and that we said chalitza works. And now we're talking about the leather covering to his hands, which he's wearing on his foot. It doesn't work. So the Meiri says that the difference is that the smichas, don't ask me why, what I'm going to say, but the Meiri says that the smichas reglayim had laces that tied it onto his foot tight. The smichas yadayim didn't come with laces. And therefore, it wasn't good for chalitza because it wasn't a tight fit on the person's stump. That's how the Meiri understands the difference between smichas reglayim and smichas yadayim.
Not footwear.
The Night of Yehuda says that people don't wear it on their foot normally, and therefore it's not footwear. So I think the Meiri is assuming it's the exact thing. What difference does it make if they put it there, they put it there? It's the exact thing. So this guy's wearing it on his foot, so it is footwear. The Meiri says it doesn't have straps to tighten it. The Rabbi Yehuda understands like you. It's not made for footwear, so it's not footwear.
But a person does not have a leg, okay?
Yes.
Or, I don't know, two legs, whatever it is. So, what's the question? The question is, there's no chalitza? And that means the lady cannot marry a kayan? What does that mean? And there's no legs, okay? She can't take anything off the yavo.
So therefore,
there's no prosthesis.
Makes no difference.
Right. So what does that mean? She can't do clothes. She can't marry anybody else anymore.
So right, she can't do it. The guy dies. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Right.
No. Right. That's possible. But you mean to tell me that she cannot marry anyone until he dies?
You want me to say it again, yes?
Well, I'm slow. I need 20 to say it. But really, that's so hard to believe.
Third time. It's unfortunate truth. But no chalitza possible.
It's no different than if he's able-bodied but refuses.
Exactly. Right. And with the Mpilya Shebeged, the Chalitza Menakotin, Chalitza Sibsula. So the Raya to Rava is, notice that the Braisa differentiates between a leather Mpilya and between a, I use the word material, it's probably the wrong word to use, but I'm trying to differentiate between leather and other materials.
Fabric.
And the fabric. Ampilia, which is what Rava said. Rava said that difference. Abaye is the one that said that even a fabric Ampilia is Asur Yom Kippur. He said it's because it's of not because it's a shoe, but because it's a comfortable. And Rava didn't acknowledge the existence of a leather Ampilia. He said it's not a shoe, but it's comfortable. Rava said, why say that? It's not a shoe, and it's not Asur Yom Kippur. The one that's Asur Yom Kippur is the leather one, and he brings a riot from a brisa. There's a riot that says there are two kinds of ampilias. That's all. Frekti Gemara. We got a contradiction in this brisa. Kabakita is made out of wood. And the brisa had said, at the Amud Beis line before the end, of to the last word on the second line, the kavakita, removal of that prosthesis, is called chalitza. It's considered like a shoe. Now remember, the guy is an amputee below his knee. It has to be below his knee because it has to be me'al raglai. And instead of a shoe, he has this kavakita. Instead of a shoe, he has this piece of wood that is attached to his stump, right?
Above knee, he can't do it.
Above knee is me'al me'al, no. And that is being removed as the chalitza, and it works. That's what the braisa said. she can do chalita of the kav hakita. Now, that's wood. That means wood works. That means you don't need leather. And the very next part of the braisa says that a fabric ampilia is not a shoe. And it doesn't work. What's the difference? Do you need a leather shoe? Or you don't need a leather shoe? If you need a leather shoe, then kavakita shouldn't work. And if you don't need a leather shoe, then a fabric should work as well. That's the Gemara's question. Frank the Gemara. Kavakita mani remeiri. Now this is a machloikas, Remeir and Rabbi Yaisi. Do shoes have to be leather? Remeir says no, and Rabbi Yaisi says yes. So till now we've been operating with Rabbi Yaisi, that shoe has to be leather. But now this braisa contradicts itself. On one hand, the braisa says the shoe does not have to be leather, and then the braisa says the shoe does have to be leather. Dr. Gemar Dutan, Hakita Yaitse Bekavshaloi Dibur Remeir, Rabbi Yaisi Yaisi. Right? Rabbi Yaisi says it's not a shoe. And therefore on Shabbos you can only wear shoes. This is not a shoe. You can't go out on Shabbos with it. Bampilya Shabeged, Asul Rabbanon. But the next case, a Bampilya Shabeged, that says it's not good for Chalitza, that means you need leather. That's like Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbanon here is Rabbi Yaisi. Make up your mind. This right is self-contradictory. Do you need a shoe or you don't need a shoe? Now, Rav said you need a shoe. All the operations before was you need leather. That's Rabbi Yaisi. That's fine. But in the Braisa, we have a contradiction. Who is this Braisa like? Amar Abaya, with the Sefer Rabbanon Reish and Ami Rabbanon. This Braisa goes with Rabbi Yaisi. To be a shoe, you need leather. Aye, what do you do with Kavakita, which is wood? The Reish and Mechupa'or. It has a leather covering over the wood. And since it has a leather covering over the wood, that makes it a shoe. And Enochinami, a regular wooden kavakita would not be good according to this braisa. This braisa operates in Rabbi Yaisi's opinion, which is that a shoe has to be leather, which is the way all the Amoroyim before were operating under that assumption.
On Shabbos, it doesn't matter if there's leather or not on it?
Right. Well, according to this teretz, it would matter also.
Really?
Yes.
Because then you're considered wearing?
That's considered a shoe. Whatever reason Shabbos depends on shoe or not shoe, which we're not going to get into now, it would be considered a shoe. And if not, it's not a shoe.
The whole whatever it's called.
Right. According to a mayor, you don't need a shoe. It can be a wooden
right,
shoe.
Right.
It can be a fabric shoe.
Here the leather is not on it.
You're removing the wood with the leather on top of it. That's called removing a leather shoe. Meaning, doesn't have to be totally leather. It can be leather plus. This is leather plus wood.
So she leaves the kavakita, but just removes its leather covering. She has not done so.
No, because then she hasn't uncovered his leg, which is what we talked about before. The chalitza might require the uncovering of the leg.
Would you be allowed to wear this on Yom Kippur?
No. No. Biblically, rabbinic, I don't know. We paskin, any leather thing is usher. Amalei Rava, Aval Ein Mechupo'or, my puzzle? Are you saying that this rice would hold that if the wooden prosthesis is not covered with leather, it would be possible for chalitza? Yachi, at the time he saved the bampil yishabegen, lifli b'dida. Why did the sefer have to go to a fabric shoe? Why couldn't it stick to the wooden shoe, wooden prosthesis, and say there's a difference in a kavakita that's covered and a kavakita that's uncovered? Why did it have to move to a fabric shoe? Just stick to the kavakita. He's just going in the words of the braisa. If Rabbi is right that the braisa only allowed a wooden shoe covered with leather, why doesn't the braisa say a wooden shoe not covered with leather is no good? Elama Rava, Midoresha Rameir, Sevenami Rameir. Now, Rava does not disagree with Rabbi and Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi requires a leather shoe. No doubt. Rava is saying this braisa is not Rabbi Yaisi. This braisa is Rameir. And you don't need a leather shoe. A wooden shoe is fine. The only reason a fabric shoe is no good is because it doesn't protect the foot. And for chalitza, you need a type of shoe that protects the foot. It means Rava and Abaye are arguing in Remeir. Abaye says, Remeir says you need a foot covering made out of anything. And Rava says, a foot covering made out of anything that protects the foot. Fabric doesn't protect the foot.
Wood by itself does.
Wood does. Wood does. It's a soft thing. You're going to step on rocks. You're going to get hurt. Doesn't protect you. So the argument of Rav and Abaye is only Remeir. And Rav Yaisi, they both agree. You need leather to be considered a shoe. And that's why all the Amarim earlier in the Amud Beis, we're talking about leather only for chalitza. We paskel like Rav Yaisi. The question was this braisa. This braisa that sent us conflicting messages. Wooden is okay, fabric is no good. Came along Abaye and said, no, wooden is not okay. It's covered with leather. And it's not going like Remeir, because according to Remeir, fabric is also okay. And Rava says, no, it's going like Remeir, but even Remeir, who allows other materials, needs materials that can protect. Fabric doesn't protect.
Yeah, but it's still negative, because this is kind of even though today we have, you know, in many ways, footwear that is leather is inferior to synthetic.
Right.
Nylon, whatever they use, it still has to be
an animal hide. Right, because the Torah, we that the shoe is leather. The Torah's shoe is leather, and the Torah insisted on the shoe, therefore it has to be leather. Right, but the protection aspect is only in Remeir, who allows non-leather. By the way, there is a controversy, and I'm going to open up a discussion of kind of worms, whether in Yom Kippur, most people are mounted to wear any non-leather shoe. End of story. And Yom Kippur, there are those Achorayim that say that that's not the spirit of what the Torah wants. They want not to wear shoes. If you're wearing what you wear all year round, because it's comfortable, your sneakers, your Crocs, your whatever you wear, so what are you doing to afflict yourself on Yom Kippur? Where is the inui? So some say, the Torah said no leather is no leather. What we wear is anything that's okay. The Torah never said don't wear comfortable shoes. The Torah said don't wear leather shoes. That's what Chazal said. Others say, no, you're supposed to wear shoes that are not as comfortable. And therefore they don't agree. Again, it's a big controversy. The Velt is Mekel. Eilam Beklau is Mekel. There are people that are Machmer, but most of the people are Mekel. And they are people that say, no, you cannot wear your good sneakers that you wear all year round, or your Crocs that you're more comfortable in than your shoes on Yom Kippur, because then you're really not afflicting yourself. So this is a big machlokes, this is a contemporary machlokes, but look around, you'll see that overwhelming majority of people are mekel. Mishnah Berurah already brings it. He doesn't answer it, but he frowns upon people that wear comfortable footwear. It's not leather.
On Musaf, when I'm ill davening, and they give you that stuff to smell, when the smelling salt is cold, why would that be allowed? You're taking away from the inui.
No, because there's no inui of that. It doesn't say, again, one of the inuyim they said was Nilo Sasando, right? We don't make up our own inuyim. That's what Rava told Abaya. Don't tell me that you can't wear, but that's what Rava was telling Abaya. There's no issue to wear comfortable footwear. Right? Abaya said to us because of Tainig. Rava said there's no issue on Tainig and Yom Kippur. Right? Issue is shoes. Now, we have today things that are better than shoes, that are more comfortable than shoes. Is that usher? Again, it's very hard to answer it because the Maaseh Chazal said no leather. It's not leather. But there are people that are machmer. The Mishnah Berurah already talks about it, whether a person should be machmer or not.
Yeah, but does Yom Kippur a comfort issue, or is it a fancy issue?
It's a comfort issue. Meaning like this, let me step back. The Isser, they're called Chamisha Inuyim, the five afflictions. Eating, drinking, bathing, smearing ointment on oneself, not wearing leather shoes, and Tashmi Shamita, and not relationships with the wife. Those are the afflictions that are prescribed to Yom Kippur. It's called Inuyim. Now, there are different degrees of Inuyim. Not eating and drinking is a little bit more tsar than not wearing shoes, but it's part of the Inuyim. So, the question becomes, a very comfortable shoe, see, by the letter of the law, it's okay. The question is the spirit of the law. And this is the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. Others talk about it. I'm just saying it's out there. I'm not posketing. Again, 99% of the Velt is Mako. They wear their comfortable sneakers, and they're fine. I'm not ossering it. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't osser it, so I'm not going to osser it. Why should I osser it? It's not. Who am I? But, they wore socks. So that's a big shiloh in Paiskim. What do you do when it's mud? So the Gra, they say, wore these comfortable or uncomfortable slippers, sneakers, to show, and then took them off in show. What's up? That's it. Okay. Don't think about it, right? But Yom Kippur, needles does have those answer. In Kippur, you're not allowed to wear shoes.
The only alternative
is that. Yeah, they're not the only alternative, but you can daven and stuff. They said not coming to daven Shemay Nasri without shoes on.
I thought it was a thing about, like, one of the warnings.
No, there are people that don't let people walk around in their house without shoes. There's such a concept. My parents were very machmed. I'm not machmed, but my parents were
very
machmed. My parents did not let me walk with socks. Either barefoot was okay, but socks, absolutely not. Either shoes.
I mean, like, it's one of these, like, old, way wide sailing.
No, but my parents got it from their parents. I mean, they didn't make it up.
No, I couldn't. I had to sleep with socks on.
No, that's not true. You didn't have to sleep with your socks on.
You weren't there.
Kavakita Rashi. Kavakita, the question will be minimal money rebayri. Yaitse b'shabbos, until you should beg, the tani sefer halitzas the psula, also the rabbanon, the pliga later of mayor, but kavakita. Goes like rabbanon that argue. Alma to heaven middle, the remayor, keeping the kavakita but now. If wood is the shoe, alma nonko tagash le dayik. So then it means you're not saying it has to be leather, so until you're nami tevi now. But the sefer rabbanon, reisha the kavakita nami rabbanon. That's what Abaya answers. The dayiki va nonko tagash. And the shoe has to be leather. Tani kavakita kashim, but mechupa or it has to be covered with leather. Rabbi says that the Tony says, until you should beg it, Psula, how you vadid the lab now hold, or they make it. That's because it doesn't protect. The Shmina Chiluk Bekavakito, why don't you talk about the wood? The Abaka of the Megan lab now, but Koshkin high. I just made a bigger Kiddush, that even a wooden prosthesis without leather is possible. Seven Amir Rameir Belizayak Takash. It doesn't have to be leather. As long as you beg it, Lloyd, Shmula Megan, it doesn't protect. Abakavakito Megan, Fuka Kafila Emechupa or Kusher. According to this brisa, according to a mayor, a kavakita would be kosher. Again, Rav and Rav Abaye are not arguing in Rav Yaisi who needs leather. In Rav Meir that doesn't need leather, Abaye says there are no requirements. Just cover your foot. And Rav says even Rav Meir requires a protection. Don't think about it. Amar Ameima. Hai man the chalitz. One who does chalitza. One, the man. Who is, it's interesting, we say the man gives chalitza. The man is the recipient of chalitza, really. She is chaylat his shoe. Tzarek lemitchasei lekare. He has to push his leg into the ground to make it that she's doing the whole thing, that he's not involved. Rashi, lemitchasei litchayv ragloi bekarka. And the Mepharshim speak out that the heel has to be tight in the ground. Now what happens is, in Chalitza, she uses her left hand to pick up his foot. and her right hand to remove the shuk. So he pushes his foot tight, that she should have to do the whole thing herself, including moving his foot. So he doesn't help her move his foot. She has to lift his foot. And he pushes his foot into the ground hard, so she has to yank his foot out. That's what happens. That's what halacha is. We don't want him to be helping her in any fashion or form.
He's sitting?
He's standing. In fact, that picture had him leaning on, had a board behind him, so he should stand straight. Because that the chalitza should be done preferably when he's standing. A wall or a... What?
It'd be very difficult to pick his foot
out.
Big guy, he's putting
his
weight on the shoe. Good luck picking.
No, I don't think he needs to put all his weight. It's just enough that it's like a dead.
Oh,
no, but he's pressing it down. In other words, he's not holding it up.
It says pressing down. Some hold this is ma'akav. This is they say it's a local emotion to see that. That's what some want to learn.
There's no issue about her touching.
Read the book.
No. This is not Derech Kippah. The issue of touching a woman is in a social manner. This is totally not social. Right. I mean, theoretically, she can punch him in the face also. It's fine. It's not touching him.
One of the time you said there that she's showing that she would have serviced him. Is that not Derech Kippah?
She's not served. Trust me. It's not Derech Kippah. Not that. The Amar Amemar. High man the miski alichsa the kare, somebody whose foot is opposite, meaning he's deformed, that his foot is like attached to his leg, not in the regular way. How does he translate it?
He doesn't need a sole.
What?
His foot is twisted as upper part of his
foot and not upon the sole
club foot.
Right.
Rebbe, you will not believe this. I've never seen someone like this. You know who it is?
No. Loi chalitz cannot give chalitza. Rashi, looks to the kare, might the lava or the mitzvah say. Oh, I skipped. Let's go back. Amar may my mind the chalitza or the mitzvah say. Amar Ravashi, la may my batanya bein oimid ben yoshim bein maita. It says he can be leaning, and when he's leaning, it's hard to press down on your foot. Dr. Gemara, he still has to press down on his foot. Rashi, when you're leaning, it's not normal to press down hard. I don't know what levachim means. He doesn't step where a normal person steps with foot. The Avagav, not in our Kuba Lamatik Shera. Rashi is bothered. It said that as long as it's below the knee, it's kosher. Guy's missing a foot, it's kosher. So why over here is it no good? That's because the foot's gone. So he's on the leg. This is not called a foot. The deformed foot is not a foot. And he can't get to above that. Because the non-foot's blocking. One can do chalitza from the foot or from above the foot. But he can't do chalitza from a non-foot. And a deformed foot is not called a foot. So this is a big shiloh, whether it's ma'akiv or not. He might not be able to have chalitza. I don't know if halacha l'maisa, but you might be right. There might be a problem.
No. Person that I'm not going to say who it is, but he walks on his toes. I can't explain it, but that's the way he walks. I've known the guy for 15 years.
He's taller.
What's that?
He's taller.
He's taller?
Yeah, but he's standing on his toes.
Whatever. But the bottom line is, Rebbe, if he really wanted to, he could walk on his heels. The question is, what does this mean? I mean, he never walked on his heels?
Foot is deformed. That man's foot is not deformed. For whatever reason, he walks on his toes. But he's not deformed. It's a regular foot. This is talking about a person that's not a regular foot. The foot's deformed.
No, somebody who has cerebral palsy or something.
oh, atrophy.
It's twisted and inverted.
Right. Don't think about that. Don't we say that a person can do smicha off the support of his legs? Now the Gemara understands it, that this is a guy that has crooked legs, and that's why he drags himself on the floor, not because he's missing his legs, but because he has crooked legs. And that's why he has those leather coverings for his foot. He has a foot, but it's inverted. And it says Chalitza's Kusher.
What's he walking on?
Again, we were talking in the Braisa about a guy that's dragging himself on the foot. We had that in the Braisa. The Braisa said, Smichas Reglayim, we explained that to mean a guy who's dragging himself on the floor has a leather covering so he shouldn't hurt his feet. Right. So but the question is, the Gemara is understanding that to mean he has feet, and it's inverted, therefore he has to drag himself on the floor. So we see it's kosher. So the Gemara, you're doing chalitza to him. So the Gemara, Lord, the yovel la'achar v'chalitz. What happened is he gave it to somebody whose foot is good, and the guy is wearing what this person usually wears, meaning Reuven unfortunately can't walk. He dragged himself on the foot. He had this foot covering. He gave that foot covering to Shimon, who's a regular guy, and Shimon is wearing it as a shoe.
Oh, not the person himself.
Not the person himself. That's not a problem. That's good. Rashi. My love, the tiny mispeakers are glam shaved. My love, the colors are you. I'm very straggly of him. I'm kumim. Lacha shiragly, you shot her as straightly. Amar Avashi. The my the kumar amemar. La bar uva colors, but la bar kipum colors. Okay, this is the Gemara in Mayan Cutten. There were two people that were professional eulogizers. One was named Bar Uba, and one was named Bar Kipuv. Rav Ashi asked them once, what would they say when he dies? What are you going to say in my eulogy? And they both said things that were insulting to Rav Ashi. So because they insulted Rav Ashi, they were punished. Hashem punished them. That their feet got inverted. That was the punishment. That's what the Gemara says in my cutting. They insulted Rav Ashi. They said that they would eulogize him, and they said something that was embarrassing, that was not the proper respect for Rav Ashi. And because they did that, they were punished by Hashem, that their feet got inverted. One's name was Bar Uvya, and Uva, and one's name was Bar Kifuv. And they both lost the ability to walk normally. So we're saying, according to this, they would not be able to give chalitza because they don't have regular feet anymore. Rashi, Bar Uva, Bar Kipa, Beperik El Megalchim, the Ichlush Ludai to the Rav Ashi. They hurt Rav Ashi's feelings, so to speak. They insulted him. This Tapach Karayu, and their punishment was that their feet turned over.
They were deformed foot, they don't walk normally, can't do chalitza.
Correct. If they don't put pressure on the bottom of their foot, they don't walk normally, they cannot do chalitza. Correct. And the Tzmano said that one doesn't do Yibum, it would be a problem. Correct. It is what it is.
Someone born that way and they corrected it. Like Elena, this thing happened.
Then I think it's okay. Then he can walk normally. That's what I would assume. Not the Grab Act. Minakuba Lamaila. Yes.
Left foot, Vidyevin, is it good?
We'll talk about it. Next, stay tuned. Mishnah and Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Minakuba Lamaila. I'm sorry, Minakuba Lamata. It says, from the knee and down, if one doesn't have a foot, and one removes the shoe from the stump, that would be good. Sakti Gemara Minu. I'll ask you Akasha. It says Shalosh Regalim. Tells us that a person that goes to the Beis HaMikdash has to be able to walk up with his feet. That's what we learn out from the fact that the Torah tells us to go up Shalosh Regalim. Regalim means feet. From there we learn out that people who are chayiv to go to the Beis HaMikdash are only people that can walk up with their feet. Anybody that can't walk up with his feet is absolved from the mitzvah of going to the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Tov. And it's learned out from the word regalim. And regalim says he has to be able to walk up with his feet, not someone who can't walk up with his feet. Therefore, a person who's lame, a person who's sick, are puter from going because they can't walk up with their feet. One of the things excluded is somebody who's missing his foot and needs prosthesis. He does not have a chiyuv of aliyah l'rego. He can't walk up with his rego. Doesn't have a rego. But here we said it has to be chotzer na'aleh mi'al ragloi, and we say the foot below the knee qualifies. Now make up your mind. Is the foot below the knee ragloi, or is the foot below the knee not ragloi? When it came to aliyah l'rego, the mitzvah, you say it's not ragloi. And when it comes to chalitza, you say it is ragloi. Frank the Gemara, Uriminu. Regalim prat lebali kabin. Zok the Gemara shiny hachad exim me'al ragloi. It says it can even be above the foot. Therefore, this stump is okay because it's above the foot. Take the shoe off. Could have said me ragloi. Me'al ragloi is to allow the shoe to be removed even above the foot. That's why it's kosher for chalitza. It's not ragloi, but you don't need ragloi for chalitza. Me'al ragloi qualifies. Dr. Gemari Yachal Amaylam in Akubanami. So then why above the knee is not good? Dr. Gemari, me'al below me'al to me'al. It has to be above the foot. Above the knee is called above the above.
If he has one foot that's...
has to be the right foot. We'll talk about left foot later on.
In other words, if he's got one foot shorter because it was removed or something... He's walking using crutches all the time.
Again, he can't walk up with his feet.
Sorry?
That's not being able to walk up with your feet.
If he had two stumps, he could walk.
That's not his feet.
By Bali
Kabin or Pata from Ria. They don't have feet.
What's made out then?
That's by Chalitza. We're answering that he doesn't have feet. But Bakalitza, he doesn't have to have feet.
And you actually have to walk
from Yerushalayim to up to Harabayas, correct. Till Yerushalayim, you can take the highway, take the car, the train, the bus, whatever you want to go. From Yerushalayim up the mountain, you have to walk. Now, you can take a train to the Kaiso and then walk up. But up the mountain has to be done by foot. Rashi, Prat Lebali Kabin, Regalim Shalom Shalom Tafit Libashana. Prat Lebali Kabin, Shibatur Minariya, then Puckin from going, almost Shaykh Lab Regalu. A leg is not a foot. Me'al Ragalu, Mashman be Dover Shu'al Ragalu, because Siva Chotan Ali May Ragalu, because it said May Ragalu. Dunk the Gemara.
The parenthetical here in the first scroll talks about, in reference to the regalim, someone who lost one or both of their feet. Why would one foot be sufficient?
Does regalim,
plural. But that's referring to the regalim, plural, the holidays.
No, again, it wouldn't have used the word feet to describe the holidays only because it's a requirement to go with the feet. Your question is discussed in the Gemara Chagiga, how we know both feet. Something about that. Amar Abba, Shmamina, Hai, how does he pronounce the next word? I have Istavira. Istavira. At Aranachas. I'm going to explain it like Rashi. The others want to explain it differently, but Rashi says, the ankle is that's the last joint. That goes to the bottom. Meaning, don't think that the ankle is above the foot. Because if the ankle is above the foot, then the stump it would be above the above. If we're saying me'al ragloi allows up to the knee, that means that from the foot till the knee, there is no other joint. If there were, then it would be a double me'al. So that ankle, which is a joint, is considered part of the foot, not above the foot. I think, how does he translate it?
Right.
These sound like the lipstick pasuk. If we consider it separate, havelei iu meal b'shuka meal to meal. So it would be above the foot, and then the stump, the leg, would be above that. Amravashi no raya. Filutayim a lipstick pasuk. Even if it's not fused, kol debahadi kara gekara dami. It's on foot level, and anything that's on foot level is considered foot. Not because it's fused with the foot, but because it's on the foot level. So it's considered raglai for being on that level, as opposed to the leg, which is above that.
Apparently, there's a high sneaker that always came up above the ankle. That was a standard shoe there, like a boot that we have now.
Correct. It seems like that. I don't know if their sandals did, but they should did.
High tops, you're saying?
Yeah.
Rashi. That is the ankle. There's no other joint. Even to the foot, it's considered like the foot. So therefore, it didn't have to be that it's fused. It's just considered like the foot.
What do you mean it's even? I don't get it. It's evil?
How does he translate cobweb? Listen, you can read the English, no?
Most enough for the foot to be considered part of the
thank you. The dorsum of the foot, the top of the foot, is basically the ankle.
Even is technically separated from the rest of the foot by a minor joint.
But then, really
he's saying that the top of the foot, it's the ankle.
Close enough.
But isn't the ankle further up also?
No.
It's not?
No.
It's a little bit further up also, but the key word is also. The bottom of the ankle is even with the foot. 100% the bottom of the ankle is equal with the foot, with the top of the foot. Okay.
The cleats that I've seen has very soft leather on the bottom. If they use leather like we have, a hard leather, would that be?
I saw the same cleats as you saw.
Soft leather is no good.
He had him in here. That's the only one.
We'll have in the car.
I thought soft leather was no good. Soft leather.
So you have, Adam, this is what we use. I guess this is called. I have no idea what. I can't answer your question. I don't know the answer.
No, it's no good, right?
But we use this chalitza shoe, right?
Did he have it? It's good.
Yeah. But we wouldn't use something with the Yevet. We would use something with chalitza. Obviously, they feel this is good with chalitza. I can't answer why. I know the Amshel Schleimer says that Bezen should have three chalitza shoes. A long one, a short one, and an average one.
Oh, that's in the size.
In the size. We don't have that. I don't think so. I think we have one size with all.
No, but it has to be a shoe that the person can walk with it.
Right, but they tie the straps on, he can walk with it.
You mean even if it's a lot bigger, he could technically walk with it because
it's strapped. He has to be able to walk with it. He walks with it. I mean, it's what doesn't come out. It's what comes out. It's not good. If you notice, it had those knots also.
So, a sandal has a hard leather, and the shoe has a soft leather.
Isn't the Gemara before, yes.
What does that mean? Does that mean that if you have a hard leather on the bottom, no matter what it looks like otherwise,
then
it's not a sandal?
Sandal's good. Sandal's better.
It's a sandal rather than a minnow.
Again, I don't know what today's thing is. Because the bar says you should use a sandal. And we use this. Everything is made out of leather there. Everything, including the straps. I don't know how to do this, but I think at the end we should watch a video of Chalitza. I just don't know how to set it up. I really don't want to do it in show. So I think we should.
Is it actually the whole thing, the whole ceremony?
Yeah, I think it's all Chabad.
Yeah, but I don't want to see the party afterwards.
If I did, you're still busy with the party.
Stop it before the party. Serious.
I'm interested in that part of it. Right on.
Everything is made out of leather. If you notice, the stitches, the straps, everything is leather. The knots, everything is leather. There's nothing in there that's not leather.
Were you in your car the whole time?
I almost did it back then.
Sure. Steals it? What am I supposed to steal it?
The person tries to do the Yom HaKalitza. So, for instance, in our day, a person that had these defects couldn't do it. She can't get married. That's the only thing. Big thing for her, but for him, he's over at it.
Not if he can't.
Again,
this is a big shot, Luke. Some cipher says we don't force people to do chalitza. We don't force a woman to accept chalitza. That's what some cipher says. I know of a case. The lady was 80-some years old. She had no interest in chalitza. She's not getting married again anyway.
That's her choice. Does he have a choice?
He told me he's mechuyav to do it. What do we do? He's mechuyav to wear tzitzit. What do we do? It's a mitzvah. He has to do it. Yeah. But she has to be willing to participate. If she doesn't want to participate, do we force her into Shiloh? Are we telling her that she's Ivan Nisr? Some Sefer says no. Even though Kabbalistically it's a very big thing for the Neshama, but you can't force people to do it.
Today's day and age, we actually do it?
Chalitza? We just went through this a million times. Yes, I attended a Chalitza, one Chalitza, yes. Rabbi Shutt said he attended another Chalitza. No, you never. Yes, I attended one Chalitza.
Because you attended one doesn't mean we were doing it.
Well, if they were doing it or not, I wouldn't be attending it, right?
Not everyone's doing it. You have there some wacko.
No, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. The lady wants to get remarried. She wants to get remarried. There's no other way she can get remarried. This lady was 25 years old, 26 years old. She's a whole life ahead of her.
I never heard that before, but I'm not joking around. Why would this kid continue to go to one and show that that's stupid? It's a ridiculous thing. No, not joking around, Rebbe.
No, how's the woman supposed to get remarried?
That's all you're going to say to him? I would throw him out. No, I'm serious. It's going to be a week. No, I'm not joking around.
Wednesday. Baruch Hashem, people don't die without children. Rabbi Schutz explained that once upon a time there were wars and illnesses, and people died young without children. Baruch Hashem, today that doesn't happen that much. And if they do, they live to a ripe old age, and at 85, there might not even be a brother around to do chalitza. One of my father's brothers died in his high 80s without children. And my father was the only surviving brother. And she did not want chalitza. My father was upset. He wanted to do chalitza for the type of the neshama. This lady said, I'm not getting remarried. I'm not interested. So they went. They asked the shayla by a rav. And he said, some cipher says we don't force chalitza. She doesn't want. She doesn't want. My father wanted to do it because he wanted to do his brother a favor. But the lady didn't want. She's 80-some years old. I'm not getting remarried anyway. I'm not interested. And it's complicated. Chalitza's not easy.
You're 80-some years old. You have to bend down.
As I'm saying, it's not an easy thing. You know, she didn't want to do it. It's an emotional thing. It's a lot of things going on.
I saw a video of Chalitza being done.